We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Phil, let's start by having you tell us about Loftus and who is supporting her.
Well, she is the former president of the San Francisco Police Commission, and she was the head of the police commission while they went through some of their more turbulent times with everything from issues of tasers to the Mario Woods shooting and the exit of former police chief Greg Serp. So she's no stranger to controversy. She is also a former prosecutor at the DA's office under Kamala Harris. She's currently at the sheriff's office, and she has the backing of some pretty big names, including London Breed, the newly elected mayor of San Francisco. And while it's somewhat unusual to see a race like this mounting a serious campaign against an incumbent district attorney, it's very unusual to see someone like the mayor backing it. And so George Gascon, who is one of the progressive leaders in the state prosecutors, is finding himself getting challenged, and it looks like the challenge is coming from the center-left as well.
It sounds like some of those issues that are going to be raised in this campaign revolve around crime, car break-ins, topping that list, for example.
Exactly, and Susie Loftus has already mentioned that. Now, the question is anybody going to be calling for crackdowns or sweeps or something like that? Remains to be seen. Remember, San Francisco is a very liberal town. But I think what you're going to be seeing is that Susie Loftus is going to be pushing the fact that she is from San Francisco, that she's rooted here, that she's part of the community. And that is something that George Gascon, who came in as police chief, appointed by Gavin Newsom from Mesa, Arizona, before that he was in Los Angeles. Even though he has been in the district attorney's office going on two terms now, he is still not really that well rooted in San Francisco. For whatever reason, he hasn't overly embraced them, and they haven't overly embraced him, although he does have a lot of the backing of the progressives. So it's going to be personalities. And speaking of personalities, we might about throw this out on the table, because Susie Loftus is a part of her campaign, and a lot of what you saw down there were active political women. And they're the ones that helped elect London Breed, and you're going to be seeing more of that. So you're going to be seeing this push that we're seeing in San Francisco, Oakland, with Mayor Libby Schaaf, and District Attorney O'Malley in Oakland. You're going to be saying, it's the women's turn, let's make a push for that.
Is Gascon vulnerable?
Everybody's vulnerable. Now, I wouldn't, you know, there's people that say that he should have prosecuted police for the shootings. Other people say that he alienated the police by being a huge advocate of Proposition 47, which a number of the state voters passed that reduced a lot of felonies, including drug use and possession, from felonies to misdemeanors, and say that's why we have so many people shooting up drugs on the streets. But, Patty, one of the things that's interesting is that, you know, all politicians have a certain amount of shelf life, and after two terms, sometimes just getting a third term is tough, because even though people might be watching the show regularly, sometimes they just get bored and they want to change the channel, and Susie Loftus is kind of betting on that as well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.